What if I told you that the same forces that forged stars in the void also built your brain? That the carbon in your morning coffee was once cooked in the belly of a dying sun? We live in a universe that seems to have a peculiar habit. It creates complexity. From absolute nothingness emerged atoms. From atoms came stars. From stellar explosions came planets. And somehow, improbably, magnificently, one of those planets sprouted life that eventually started asking questions about its own origins. This isn't just history. It's the most ambitious detective story ever told, piecing together 13.8 billion years of cosmic evolution into a single, breathtaking narrative that reveals why you exist at all. Picture trying to explain where you came from without mentioning your parents, grandparents, or anyone who came before. That's the universe's problem. Every creation story faces this bootstrapping paradox. Something can't come from nothing, right? Ancient thinkers wrestled with this. Indian Vedic texts imagined a tension between being and non-being, a concept that eerily mirrors modern quantum physics, where empty space constantly bubbles with particle pairs, popping in and out of existence like cosmic hiccups. Then came the Big Bang, not an explosion in space, but an explosion of space itself. In 1964, two scientists accidentally discovered the universe's baby photo, cosmic microwave background radiation, the afterglow of creation still echoing through space. Within the first fractions of a second, fundamental forces separated, particles formed, and the universe began its long journey from simplicity to complexity. For 380,000 years, the cosmos was an opaque fog of plasma. Then, electrons settled into orbit around protons, forming the first complete atoms, and suddenly, the universe became transparent. Light could finally travel freely. The first threshold had been crossed. For hundreds of millions of years after atoms formed, the universe was just hydrogen and helium drifting in darkness. Then, gravity herded matter together. As gas clouds contracted, they spun faster and heated up. When temperatures reached 15 million degrees, hydrogen fused into helium, the first stars ignited, ending the cosmic dark ages. Stars became element factories, transforming hydrogen into carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and dozens of other elements through fusion. When massive stars exhausted their fuel, they exploded in supernovas, scattering these newly forged elements across space. Every atom in your body heavier than hydrogen was cooked inside a star, scientific fact, not poetic metaphor. With heavier elements available, the universe could experiment with chemistry. Carbon emerged as chemistry's Swiss Army knife, with four connection points allowing complex molecules, the foundation for life. In dust clouds orbiting young stars, these elements formed planets through accretion. Earth coalesced 4.5 billion years ago, then underwent differentiation. Intense heat melted the young planet, allowing heavy iron and nickel to sink toward the core, creating a protective magnetic field. Lighter rocks floated up to form the crust. Unlike dead rocks like our moon, Earth remained geologically active, with plate tectonics constantly reshaping continents, a dynamic stage perfect for life's emergence. Nearly 4 billion years ago, chemistry became biology in Earth's oceans. Living things don't just exist, they persist, actively resisting entropy by consuming energy. Life likely began near volcanic vents, where chemical gradients provided natural batteries. Three crucial innovations created true life: portable membranes, independent metabolism, and DNA-based reproduction. By 3.8 billion years ago, the first prokaryotes, microscopic single-celled organisms, were cruising Earth's oceans, containing more organized complexity than anything before. For over 2.5 billion years, microscopic prokaryotes ruled unchallenged. Your body hosts more bacterial cells than human ones. You're an ecosystem. Around 3.5 billion years ago, some bacteria discovered photosynthesis, tapping directly into the sun's energy. Cyanobacteria evolved a version that split water molecules, releasing oxygen as waste. This triggered the Great Oxygenation Event 2.4 billion years ago, an ecological catastrophe that poisoned most existing life but opened new possibilities. Eukaryotic cells emerged through endosymbiosis, smaller bacteria moving inside larger cells, becoming mitochondria. These complex cells harnessed oxygen's power through respiration, creating the foundation for all complex life, including you. For 3 billion years, life remained microscopic. Then, around 600 million years ago, cells learned to cooperate so intimately they became inseparable. Multicellular organisms emerged with specialized parts, leaves, roots, brains. This required molecular glue to bind cells, communication channels for coordination, and toolkit genes that told identical cells to become skin, bone, or neurons. The Cambrian explosion, 540 million years ago, produced unprecedented experimentation, creating all major animal groups alive today. Mass extinctions repeatedly reshuffled life's deck. The worst, 248 million years ago, eliminated over 80% of species. When plants colonized land, 430 million years ago, oxygen surged to 35%, high enough for dragonflies with 2-foot wingspans to fly. Dinosaurs dominated for 160 million years until an asteroid triggered extinction 65 million years ago. Small mammals, including our ancestors, inherited the world. Humans lack fangs, claws, or armor, yet grew from a few hundred thousand individuals 100,000 years ago to over 8 billion today. What made the difference? Our brains. The human neocortex consumes 16% of our body's energy while comprising just 2% of its mass, an enormous metabolic investment that must provide extraordinary returns. That return is collective learning, our unique ability to share, accumulate, and build upon information across generations. While other species have culture and communication, human language crossed a threshold. We can discuss abstract concepts, distant places, past and future events, and imaginary possibilities. This created a cultural ratchet, preserving knowledge between generations, allowing information to accumulate at unprecedented speed. A chimpanzee raised by humans won't learn to speak, but a human child raised in any culture will master that culture's language. The difference lies in our neural architecture. As our ancestors spread from Africa, they carried knowledge with them, creating a growing noosphere, a sphere of shared information. Evidence from sites like Blombos Cave shows humans 90,000 years ago creating art, sophisticated tools, and jewelry, revealing minds thinking abstractly beyond immediate survival. 10,000 years ago, after 200,000 years as foragers, humans became farmers. Agriculture wasn't a sudden invention, but a gradual entrapment. As Ice Age climates warmed, some communities settled in resource-rich areas, their populations growing beyond what foraging could sustain. Groups like the Natufians in the Fertile Crescent fell into a honey trap, initially thriving, then forced to intensify food production. Early farmers were less healthy than foragers, with worse nutrition and more disease. Yet a single acre could support 100 times more farmers than foragers, giving agricultural societies overwhelming demographic advantages. Farming villages appeared independently across the Fertile Crescent, China, and Mesoamerica, then spread rapidly. Dense settlements required new social technologies, hierarchies to organize communities, laws to resolve disputes, and eventually states with specialized rulers, soldiers, priests, and bureaucrats. Human population exploded from 5 million at the Ice Age's end to 200 million 2,000 years ago. Farming created civilization, but also inequality. Surplus food allowed some to accumulate wealth while others labored, and crowded settlements bred disease, famine, and war. Then, 200 years ago, everything changed. In 1769, James Watt patented an improved steam engine that converted coal's energy into mechanical power efficiently. Humans could now access concentrative energy from fossil fuels, breaking free from the solar energy budget constraining all previous societies. The results were staggering. Between 1800 and 2000, human population grew from 900 million to over 6 billion, 1,000 times faster than during the agrarian era. Energy consumption increased 22-fold. Benefits didn't just flow to elites. Fossil fuels created a global middle class, doubled life expectancy, and lifted billions from poverty. We entered the Anthropocene, the era of humans, when our species became a geological force. We've pumped 400,000 megatons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, causing the sixth mass extinction, altering the nitrogen cycle, acidifying oceans, and reshaping landscapes. The question isn't whether we've changed the planet. We have. The question is whether we can manage our impact wisely. We stand at a threshold moment. The next century will determine whether our origin story continues or ends in catastrophe. We face interlinked challenges: climate change, biodiversity loss, resource depletion, inequality, and technological disruption. Unlike the indifferent universe, we can set goals and work toward them. Our quest has three aims: avoid collapse, ensure modernity's benefits reach everyone, and protect the biosphere. A mature Anthropocene might feature stable populations, eliminated poverty, renewable energy, and economies valuing quality over growth. If we succeed, human history will appear as a single threshold, the moment when the universe became conscious of itself. We are stardust that learned to think, atoms contemplating atoms, the universe's way of knowing itself. For 13.8 billion years, the cosmos has built toward complexity, from quarks to galaxies to living cells to conscious minds. Now, one species can choose the direction of that journey. The origin story isn't finished. We're writing the next chapter with every choice we make.